WTAW News Time is 7:03. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Beginning its third decade, the annual list of the 10 fastest-growing small businesses based in Brazos County in terms of gross sales over the last 3 years has been announced.
Topping this year's Newman 10 list is a College Station-based manufacturer owned by two Texas A&M professors of mechanical engineering. Exocent Engineering produces cargo tanks that holds hazardous materials. Co-founder Andrew Duggleby noted the benefit of being in the classroom as well as working in the private sector.
And it's been interesting to see what I convey in the class and how my knowledge transferred to the student has now changed as I'm doing things and I'm building real things. And it's a very different mindset I have in engineering, and you start asking different questions and you start caring about different things.
The keynote speaker, Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan, said the best safety net program designed by a society is a good paycheck from a stable job.
They house our families, they feed our families, they educate our families, they grow our local tax base, they create a vibrant middle class. There is no federal entitlement program, there is no amount of food stamps that will do the same thing that jobs and paychecks will do.
The list of winners is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School District has filled all of its principal vacancies for the next school year. The new principal at Oakwood Intermediate is Josh Simank. He takes over for Jeff Mann, who was transferred to the principal's position at Consolidated Middle School. Simank has been an assistant principal in CSISD the last 3 years, most recently at Pebble Creek Elementary. A federal investigation of bluebell listeria contamination is over. The source of the bacteria has been identified in plants in suburban Tulsa and Alabama, but they're looking still for the source in Brenham. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to advise not to eat bluebell products made before their plants were closed. A statement on bluebell's website did not include an update on the progress of preparing their plants for reopening. On our website at WTAW.com, there are links to the latest statements from bluebell and the CDC. There are 5 counties in the Brazos Valley that qualify for federal disaster assistance following severe weather last month. Grimes County was part of the original declaration. FEMA has added 51 counties, including Burleson, Madison, Milam, and Walker. Local governments in those counties are eligible for federal reimbursements to pay 75% of eligible costs, including the repair and replacement of buildings and infrastructure. The Texas A&M Student Entrepreneurial Program startup Aggieland is headed off campus as the best pitch winner from this year's Shark Frenzy event is opening a store at Post Oak Mall.
3 students, 1 idea, and some pool noodles? It may not sound like a dream come true, but it is for Matt Kinzel, Jared Knowles, and Madison Jones, co-founders of Lynx Toys.
Lynx Toys is a noodle connector and allows kids to connect styrofoam noodles together to build any creation they can imagine.
Jones says they have sold 40% of their current inventory, and with their new storefront, in addition to online sales, they hope to sell the rest within a month's time.
I think with the experience in the mall, just trying to sell to people will start giving us more skills and getting us more excited about the business, because we'll be watching other people get excited about it, and a good way to promote the company.
The Lynx Toys grand opening is Friday at noon and located near the Buckle and the Great American Cookie Company in Post Oak Mall. Find out more online at Lynx, that's LYNX, .toys. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Sully Core Field.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click HolmanPlumbing.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 710, and I am Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Time to check the weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. It is the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, still in control of our weather. Lots of sunshine for today. We'll see a few clouds pop up. It'll be about 90 to 95 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny for Saturday. Maybe a late day storm. Highs on Saturday are going to be pretty close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up a little bit later on, I will give you a look at sports and let you know how the Ags did in the MLB draft. I'll also give you some information surrounding the NBA Finals, and I'll let you know how the Rangers and the Astros fared last night.
Well.
So that's coming up right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
That's how they fared. They fared not well. Was that like 9 in a row now for the Stros?
I think it's seven.
Seven in a row.
That they've, you know, yeah, it's not good. Not good looking
good. Night, nurse. It is 7-Eleven with the Infomaniacs. I am Kevin O'Connor sitting in for the very own Scott DeLucia. He'll be back with us on Monday. Brad Mitchell filling in for me. Patrick Zeinert never leaves, so he's in his little room.
I leave plenty of times.
And with that said, we're going to hop into this. In California, a mother immediately reacted when her small child was bitten by a rattlesnake.
Oh, ow.
Did what she saw on Bonanza. Not kidding. She began to suck the venom out of the kid's leg. They say not to do that.
Mm.
Hospital explains that it's a really, really bad idea, but then the interns jumped in. One got on the smartphone to figure out how to treat it. The other one got on her smartphone to figure out what Bonanza was. Yep. Sign that we're all getting old. Punk rock band The Sex Pistols, which when they came out were the most vile, awful, terrible, end of society band in the world.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get their own credit card. The Sex Pistols will be on a credit card.
Wow.
In one that may make you shudder, depending on your ilk, a Chinese feminist is conducting an online search for the best photo of women's unshaven armpits. To shave or not to shave, she doesn't think it should matter. She's trying to unstigmatize, I guess, the armpit hair.
No, God!
There it is.
No, God, please, no. No.
There it is.
No. No.
A study identified American hospitals that that conduct the most price gouging in the world, apparently.
Okay.
In some cases, so, you know, the Band-Aid in one hospital costs you $100, they charge you $1,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
America wins. We're number one.
Well, I'm not surprised. The number of people who get MRIs or CAT scans and don't have the means to pay for it, it's got to come out of something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not gonna get a 300% markup on another MRI, so you make it up where you can, where people don't notice.
Like the Band-Aids.
Exactly. I'm not necessarily defending them, but they gotta be profitable.
No, I get it. I just thought that was interesting.
I'm not surprised it's us.
So your mom wasn't wrong. Those starving children in Africa do need your food. Don't throw it away, because we do a lot.
Yes.
U.S. Americans throw away $161.6 billion, with a B, billion dollars worth of food every year.
Wow.
According to the recent survey by researchers at Johns Hopkins, roughly 75% of the 1,000-plus respondents claim they wasted less than the national average.
I blame everyone who tells me to eat healthy, because I go to the store and I buy $80 worth of vegetables and throw away $60 worth of vegetables
next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've got a whole refrigerator full of bad vegetables right now.
What's that smell?
Oh, that's what that is.
Or how many times have you gone, you know, I am going to eat healthy. You bring it home and it tastes like butt.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather not eat this.
Oh, look, it's styrofoam. Yeah, I think I'll not have more of that.
I'll pay you to take this back from me.
Exactly.
All right, who's up for breakfast?
Forgive me of my ignorance. I haven't seen this, but have you seen the baby yoga video? It was on for a while and everybody went nuts about it and I didn't see it.
No.
And then they took it off.
I heard about it, but did not actually view the video.
Well, Facebook backed off its position, asserting the video of an infant being dunked in a bucket of water was merely baby yoga.
Oh.
The video, Facebook's initial response to the disturbing footage, have drawn criticism from UK's National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. For Facebook, the decision to allow the video on its site came as the social network company sought to strike a balance between raising awareness and leaving the upsetting content uncensored.
So I'm not sure what's more of the story, the fact that somebody dunked a baby in the water or the fact that Facebook allowed the video.
First world problems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's catastrophically bad, obviously, for the kid. It's kind of one of those things where you scratch your head. Hey, by the way, monkeys like booze like we do.
Yeah.
Even apes need to take a break once in a while. The 17-year-old study of a chimpanzee in Guinea over the animal drinking fermented palm sap. With some of the chimps exhibiting, quote, visible signs of inebriation after overconsumption. Some chimps were estimated to have consumed the approximate equal of a bottle of wine. The teams found that the natural fermented sap produces by the raffia palm, contains about 3% alcohol by volume.
There's science that suggests that we grew to like the smell of ethyl alcohol because it helped us find fruit. It helped us survive. Oh. As fruit was fermenting, we assumed that there must be some other good fruit around there, and the intoxicating effects just reinforced that behavior.
I'll be darned.
Hey, I found some fruit.
Who knows?
And it's awesome.
San Francisco passed the stupid warning labels.
Good for them.
New York City went, okay, they can't be too big, and San Francisco went, but then they'll kill you.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, lawmakers in San Francisco voted to approve health warnings on ads for soda and other sugary drinks, which include the containers themselves. So now they have to go through a process of more labeling, which means everything's going to be more expensive. Not only that, but the Board of Supervisors also voted to ban advertising of sugary sweetened beverages on city property and to restrict city funds from being used for the purchase of said drinks.
They may have unintentionally solved an overcrowding problem as people start to move out.
The defined sugar-sweetened beverage as a drink with more than 25 calories from sweeteners per 12 ounces, which includes soda but not diet soda, sports and energy drinks, vitamin waters, and iced teas that exceed that limit.
So pretty soon all you're going to be able to drink is a shot of water. That's all you can have.
I want to get 25 calories worth of sugar and put it in 12 ounces of water and see how sweet that is.
Mm.
That can't be, like, I like unsweetened tea. And I like sweet tea on different occasions.
Sure.
But if it's right in the middle, or there's this awkward area where it just tastes like, blah, what did you do?
I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody use the word awkward when referring to tea. This tea is awkward.
This tea is awkwardly sweetened.
Harkening back to some of the British things we were talking about this morning. It's a rather awkward tea, I think.
Very well.
It is 7:18 now with the Infomaniacs. Topping out today at 93, we'll have sunny skies. Just got finished with a beautiful sunrise this morning. Clouds at 74 tonight. It'll be mostly dark as well. Tomorrow, 30% chance of thunderstorms. We'll wrap that up to a 50 to 60% chance of thunder boomers coming up Saturday and Sunday, both days. Right now, we're topped out at 74, 94% humidity, and the winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to care for your child. A pediatrician who's board certified and kid sensitive. A pediatrician you trust, who's backed by the strength of the region's premier healthcare system. St. Joseph pediatricians are convenient, connected, responsive, and caring. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:20, and with no deference to our friends at the big school there on Texas Avenue, book smarts doesn't necessarily mean regular smarts.
I'll agree.
Joyce Carol Oates apparently needs to brush up on dinosaur history. The Pulitzer Prize nominated author wrote an angry tweet after seeing a picture of Steven Spielberg on the set of the original Jurassic Park movie series. The picture shows the famed director sitting in front of a triceratops lying down. The photo is in the style of a safari shot, with the hunter smiling in front of his prey. At least that's what she thought.
No.
The 77-year-old Pulitzer-nominated author, let me reiterate that, so barbaric is what she tweeted.
You know, I thought it was earlier, but that's it. That's the dumbest thing I'm going to hear all day.
This should still be allowed. No conservation laws in effect wherever this is? ? Oates was responding to a tweet from a guy who originally posted the dinosaur picture apparently as a joke. He later apologized to Oates for seemingly having duped her.
What?
There is a chance she was joking as well, but her tweet is a couple of days old. And she has tweeted other things since.
But why did he apologize? I'm sorry you're an idiot?
I'm sorry you don't realize that dinosaurs have been extinct for millions of years.
I really hope she was joking.
Oh. I don't think so.
Oh.
I really don't.
I know. Speaking of Pulitzer Prize winning, I know not to judge a book by its cover, but I don't think she knows.
Hey, you know, that's not the first award to be given away to somebody who didn't deserve it.
Very true. Oh, very nice.
Any Nobel Prizes?
Very nice. I like that. Wacky but true. 8 months ago, a woman said a guy came into her store when she wasn't looking. She swiped her cell phone that she had placed next to the cash register. She called the police when they looked at the surveillance video, but the guy was never found. With her new phone, the store owner took a picture of the man on the surveillance monitor. Fast forward the 8 months, the store owner ran across a man she thought was the phone thief. So she took out her new phone, checked the photo that she had snapped of him from the store surveillance monitor, called the cops, and they got him.
Oh, man.
Technology working in people's favor. That's what we like to see.
And this is kind of exciting because this is normally would be either crazy in Florida or crazy in China, which if you're new to the show, we have determined that the craziest people in the world are either now in China, having moved from Florida.
Absolutely.
In England, Grimsby in particular. 36-year-old wife who walked out on her husband after 8 months of marriage is now marrying his 74-year-old dad. The husband becomes suspicious of his father and wife after the trio lived together in the father's home. After the man and his wife split, the man visited his father to congratulate him on the news of his engagement. His father then revealed that the engagement was to his ex-wife.
Wow.
And that will be on the next episode of Soap Opera with Swords. It is 7:23. We'll check your forecast here again right quick. Sunny skies, 93 for your high today. Cloudy, 74 tonight. It is at 74 now. At News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thank you so much for waking up with the Infomaniacs.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Medical Research Council, a British group, paid for an extensive study on the food we eat. They looked at diets in 190 countries from 1990 to 2010, and the results are not so hot. The good news is there are more healthier food choices in the world than at any other time. People have access to vegetables, fruits, grains, fish, all the stuff you hate. Mankind has all kinds of good, healthy, productive, nutritious stuff to munch on. The bad news is that even with all these healthy choices available, people are eating more junk food than ever because it tastes better. They want junk food. They like junk food. They eat junk food, and then they want even more junk food. They want their salt. They want their processed meat. They want their sugar. Let's put this in perspective. The study found people are eating more healthy foods, but they are also eating even more junk food. Apparently, they're eating everything they can get their hands on, but they like junk food more. Totally normal. Other findings, older adults tend to eat healthier than younger people. Women eat healthier than men. One researcher noted that Westerners eat more junk food, but China and India are catching up. He wants the government to step in because we can't leave this unchecked. Now, if Michelle Obama needs something to do after 2016, she has a ready-made career as chief of the food police for the world.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good, or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:27. Scott DeLucia is on vacation. He'll be back with us on Monday. I'm Kevin O'Connor, filling in, doing the Lemon Meringue Show. And it is time to check your forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Sunshine, a few clouds may develop. Temperatures are going to be up to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, warm overnight with low around 75. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Late in the day, there's the chance for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, again, 90 to 95. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Saturday, sunshine, a few clouds, and maybe a late day storm. High Saturday, around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
73 degrees, 94% humidity, winds out of the south at 6 miles per hour, and it's very moogy at 728. Coming up, we'll check your headlines here in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Cellucor Field.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station manufacturer of cargo tanks, founded by two Texas A&M professors of mechanical engineering, is this year's fastest-growing business in Brazos County.
Entering its third decade, the Newman 10 Awards recognizes sales growth over the last 3 years. Sales at Exocent Engineering rose 238%.
It's a nice marriage between academia and business. We really appreciate that and like that.
Co-founder and president UV Doron says semis haul their tanks that carry crude oil, acids, and other hazardous liquids.
There's about eight companies, period, in North America that construct the vessels. We are the only ones that have been able to create the lower center of gravity vessel, and that adds quite a bit more value to the unit.
The award sponsors include the Bryan Rotary Club, which was mentioned in the keynote address by Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan.
And can you imagine what the nation would be like today if everyone in Washington followed the Rotary's four-way test? In particular, I wish that everyone in Congress, before we voted on something, would look at this and say, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Well, we could stand some of that. And will it be beneficial to all concerned?
The awards, now in its third decade, are also sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, the Mays Business School at Texas A&M, Newman Printing, and Tom Light Chevrolet. The list of winners, including the recipients of the Lifetime Achievement and Rising Star Awards, is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new principal in the College Station School District. Josh Simank has been promoted to lead Oakwood Intermediate. For the last 2 years, he was assistant principal at Pebble Creek Elementary, and 3 years ago, he was an assistant principal at College Station Middle School. Simank succeeds Jeff Mann, who was named the new principal at A&M Consolidated Middle School last month. Wednesday's announcement means all principal positions in CSISD have been filled for the 2015-16 school year. With the return of 90-degree temperatures, a freak accident in Port Arthur provides the reminder of the danger of leaving anyone in a locked vehicle with the windows rolled up. Police say a 72-year-old James Roger and his dog died this week of apparent heat exhaustion after he was not able to get out of his locked sports car. Authorities believe Rogers, who went out to his car that was parked outside a restaurant to check on his dog, did not know how to manually unlock the 2007 Corvette he recently purchased. Investigators believe a car cable became loose after Rogers got in and shut the door with no power to operate the horn or locks. The Port Arthur man and his dog were found dead about 4 hours later by another restaurant patron. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has added 51 Texas counties to a disaster declaration from severe weather last month. The updated list includes Burleson, Madison, Milam, and Walker counties. Grimes County was part of the original declaration. The declaration allows local governments to apply for federal reimbursement to pay for 75% of repair costs in repairing roads and bridges, city and county-owned buildings and equipment, utilities, and park and recreational facilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Wednesday their investigation into the listeria outbreak from Bluebell products is over. But the CDC continues to advise not to eat Bluebell ice cream and treats produced before their plants were closed. As for the source of the bacteria, Bluebell told the Food and Drug Administration it has not been found at the home plant in Brenham. In the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, contamination could have come from a non-sanitary room containing equipment and sealed ingredient buckets. In Alabama, the source was a surface area. On our website at WTAW.com are links to the latest statements from the CDC and Bluebell. The Bluebell news release did not indicate the status of reopening any of its plants. President Paul Cruzy says production would resume with a phased-in selection of flavors and sizes after getting the green light from the FDA and state regulators. Lynx Toys, a venture of Texas A&M students in the Startup Aggieland program, celebrates the launch of their inaugural storefront operation tomorrow in Post Oak Mall's new student retail incubator.
If you're in the mall this weekend near stores like The Buckle, Zoomies, and the Great American Cookie Company, something strange may catch your eye.
Alligators, dolphins, and sharks. And we've also seen like sport-related creations, like a basketball goal.
Madison Jones, co-founder of Lynx Toys, says these are the type of creations made by connecting pool noodles together with their product.
It inspires creation, innovation, and imagination, and it brings families together. So, you know, instead of sitting around your TV or playing video games, like get your kids off the couch and, you know, get those noodles out of the attic and, you know, start building things.
Jones says online sales on Amazon and Toy Splash have already been a success, and he's hoping the mall location will only help him and his colleagues, Jared Knowles and Matt Kinzel, spread the word about Lynx Toys in the community. The grand opening is at noon on Friday. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. We've had rain and Noah and everything else for the last, it seems like forever.
Yep.
Has that affected you guys any?
We really have seen a little bit of a slowdown. It's interesting. Weather affects our market a lot. You know, there's a lot of seasonality, as you know, with times of the year, whether it's school starting or school ending. Memorial Day is always a little bit of a slowdown, and of course it was a little bit this year too. I anticipate as things warm up and people get their vacations figured out and planned, that things are going to pick right back up.
So after we had a little bit of a slowdown there for a couple of years, we've really kind of ramped things up, and your estimate is it's just going to keep plowing right along then?
It's just going to keep going. It's absolutely crazy. I'm excited to hear about some new developments that are coming up, and as we learn more, I'll give you some information on that. But yeah, things are going in a great direction.
If you're looking for a realtor, let me recommend Zweiker & Associates, Jen in particular, because I've known him for quite some time now. And to find out more, just go on to ZA Real Estate. Again, that is ZARealestate.com.
Keeping your children's minds stimulated and challenged through the summer can be a bit of a task, not with Fungineering. Fungineering still has availability in camps for children ages 6 to 14, running every week all summer long. The camps offer science, technology, and engineering through working with Legos, robotics, and the game Minecraft. Come to Fungineering's open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7 throughout the month of June, and check us out online at FungineeringCS.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 739 and the weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. For more, call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, a few clouds may develop. Temperatures are going to be up to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, warm overnight with low around 75. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. Late in the day, there's the chance for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, again, 90 to 95. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Saturday, sunshine, a few clouds, and maybe a late day storm. High Saturday, around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up, we'll have a look at your sports, and I'll tell you all about how the Aggies did in the MLB draft. I'll also let you know about some things going on surrounding the NBA Finals, and I'll let you know how the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros did last night. It's all coming up on your sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, sir. So, just another way that social media is ruining everything.
Another way, huh?
Another way, yes.
As if we needed another way.
A new survey found the average woman only wears something 7 times.
Huh. Because it shows up in her pictures. I get it. Too many times.
I have clothes and shoes that are older than my child. My kid's 9. Just saying. All right, here's what they found. 14% of them say it's because they don't want pictures on Facebook or Instagram repeating outfits.
What I tell you.
You're absolutely right. Mm. They've gained or lost weight. And the last reason they leave stuff sitting in the closet is because the clothes don't look as good at home as they did in the store.
Ah. Talk about first world problems.
The survey also found the average woman spends about $1,200 on new clothes every year and has about 66 things in her closet. I find that very shy.
See, I tried to put some clothes together that I hadn't worn in a while, and got back home. My wife said, well, you put those two things together?
Are you going out in that? No, I'm just wearing that while you get ready, babe.
You going to wear that?
Why don't you just tell me what to wear?
Ding, 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 ding. I don't like savory and sweet together.
Okay.
I do.
I know a lot of people that do.
Right.
37-year-old guy in Wales has just created the new unholy hybrid, the dosage.
What?
Donut sausage?
It combines a donut and a sausage. but it might not be what you think. He took a sausage and filled them with jam like jelly donuts.
Ooh. Oh, that's kind of...
Nope. So they're not round, and they're not fried in dough. There's no powder, sugar, glaze, or deep frying.
See, the first thing I thought of was the donut burger at Bomber's Field.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, when I first read it.
I'm going to go try that tonight.
Sounds good, yeah.
He's got six flavors so far. Pork with strawberry jam, pork with beef.
There's a limit. There's a limit.
Pork and beef with custard.
Oh.
Pork with leek and blackcurrant jam, which may actually not be bad, because blackcurrant isn't terribly sweet. Or at least the kind I've had.
Yeah, like jams on cuts of meat, that can sometimes work.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken with raspberry jam, venison with strawberry custard. No, sir. And veggie sausage with primrose.
Custard with meat does not seem to mix.
It's like sprinkling bacon on your pudding.
Well, the guy that came up with it said there's always a bit of wariness to begin with, but most people who have tried it really love it.
Hmm.
He's sitting some food festival this summer and launching a campaign on Kickstarter in the next month to raise money.
Good luck.
Yeah. I like savory and sweet when we're talking about things like maple bacon or something like that. But when it comes to, like, let's put some custard and chicken in a sausage. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Ugh.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, good morning. You know you just threw the gauntlet down, don't you?
About the
jelly-filled sausage or whatever. You said it's not been deep-fried or it's not deep-fried.
Yes.
Somebody in Texas will deep-fry. They'll go and they'll import them and they'll bring them here. And we will deep-fry.
We'll see that at the State Fair of Texas, I'm sure, this summer.
Bavarian challenge cream-filled accepted. Corn dog.
Thank you for the call. Wow, that's disgusting. Wow. There's a mental picture that I can't get out of my head.
Mm.
All right. I'm a dad. I think I'm the only one here. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
That you two are aware of anyway.
Nope, nope. Yep.
Yeah, nope, yep. Where is it? Oh, new survey found fewer people buy Dad's Day gifts than Mother's Day gifts by far. 73% of people are buying their dad a gift this year versus almost 90% who buy something for their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if the survey only asked people whose parents are both alive. Both, of course, you know, you can't buy something for somebody that's passed. The average person spends about $57 on dad.
Okay.
They spend a lot more on mom.
Yeah.
Almost $90 on mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Survey found the number one thing dads want to spend time with their family, followed by gift cards, clothes, big electronics, and gadgets. Father's Day is a week from this Sunday. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that. That makes sense. You know,
I can't think of anything. Well, I can, but it's expensive and I don't think anybody will do it. I got a new to me truck.
Okay.
It's an 04.
Uh-huh.
Well, it doesn't have much of a radio in it from 04. And to get what I want in it, I've gotten anywhere from, that about $400 to about $1,000.
So that's kind of hard for a kid to come up with on his allowance,
so
right?
So the boombox in the back seat will do just fine for now. All right. I'm not condoning this, but I think it's brilliant. No one likes to go to jury duty.
Right.
Nobody. Jury duty's just not fun for anybody.
Well, thanks for reminding me. I got to sign up.
Guy named James from Vermont got out of jury duty because he showed up in black and white striped jumpsuit matching Speedy. The Halloween costume of the prison breakout. Deputies quickly pulled him aside and told him to meet with the judge privately.
Hey, at least he didn't get selected, right?
The judge told him he could have been found in contempt of court and gotten a fine or jail time. Instead, the judge just dismissed him because there was nothing in the rules that prohibited him from wearing the costume.
Yeah, yeah. So now judges are passing down fashion advice too? Golly.
In other words, mission accomplished for James. He was excited he got out of jury duty.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun. It is 7:46. Focus on the Family is brought to us by Child's Dermatology. We'll check your sports coming up next.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Commitment is critical for a successful marriage. It's easy to make excuses for why we can't resolve a conflict with our spouse. What we need to do is burn the ships. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In 1519, the Spanish conqueror Cortez led a fleet of 11 ships to the shores of what is now Mexico. With 500 soldiers under his command, his goal was the conquest of the Aztec Empire and their extensive treasure of gold, silver, and precious jewels. Cortez's army was vastly outnumbered, and their chance of survival seemed so low that many of his soldiers lost their nerve. When Cortez heard rumblings around camp that the mission ought to be abandoned, he immediately took action to bolster his men's commitment. He told them to burn the ships, which left no way out. Their only option was to move ahead. Retreating from adversity is easy when you allow it to be an option. It's true in conquest, and it's true in marriage. That's why successful marriages demand commitment. You see, to commit means you're making a decision, and the root word for decision means to cut. In other words, when we get married, we have to cut everything out of our lives that would go against the commitment we've made. There's no room for retreat if we hope to have a relationship that will endure. Once we say I do, we have to be all in. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours. Or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik Difference. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
More than 25 years, David Gardner has been designing pieces of jewelry that make things extra special for you, for somebody who is extra special. Now, in addition, obviously, over the years, David said, well, we have to have some other folks in here who do designing. We can't do it all ourselves. And so on comes Roberto Coin and David Yurman and Mickey Moto, Hearts on Fire, Katie Decker, who's a Houston lady and an Aggie, and she creates some tremendous things. So not only do you have the expertise of David and his designers, but you have names that you're knowing for a long time and names that you'll come to know. Of course, the David Yurman name, David Yurman's available a lot of places, but if you'll look at the designs and the selection that you'll find at David Gardner's, again, pretty unusual to have a store in a city the size of Bryan College Station to have that kind of a selection. And that's another thing that David Gardner does is they bring in the choices that you would be surprised to find in other cities this size. And we've talked about Rolex and how, in fact, Jerry is here, and Jerry is a certified Rolex technician, so he can repair your Rolex, and of course, they sell Rolexes too. That's all at David Gardner's, what you would expect from them, and actually, you might be a little bit surprised at what you can find there too, especially for what we have here in Bryan College Station. For more than 25 years, David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Good morning, sports fans. I am Brad Mitchell with a look at your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistance caregivers specialized in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. In A&M baseball, juniors Logan Taylor and Matt Kent were selected on the last day of the MLB draft to give Texas A&M five players chosen in 2015. Logan Taylor was picked up by the Seattle Mariners in the 12th round with a 365th overall selection. Matt Kent was chosen by the Boston Red Sox in the 13th round with the 381st overall pick. Junior pitchers A.J. Minter and Grayson Long and senior shortstop Blake Alemán were selected on the first 2 days of the draft. Four Aggies signees were also selected, including pitchers Ash Russell and Bo Burrows in the first round. Russell was chosen 21st overall by the Kansas City Royals, and the Detroit Tigers picked up Burrows with the next pick. The Brewers picked pitcher Nash Walters in the third round with the 90th overall choice. The Miami Marlins tabbed pitcher Chris Paddock as the 236th player in the draft, selecting him in the 8th round. In Texas A&M track and field, their journey to Hayward Field on the University of Oregon campus this week has the number 3 nationally ranked men and number 4 nationally ranked women each seeking a 5th national team title as the NCAA track and field championships get started. The Aggie women have finished among the top 4 at the NCAA championships in each of the past 8 years, while the A&M men have claimed top 5 finishes over the past 7 years. Texas A&M swept national championship team titles in 2009, 2010, and 2011. Becoming the first school to accomplish that feat in track and field. The Aggie men added a 4th title in 2013, while the women claimed its 4th title last season. In the NBA, the finals are getting interesting, seeing as how Golden State forward Draymond Green is battling back spasms. But he's expected to play in Game 4 of the finals. Steve Kerr says Green's getting treatment and is going to be evaluated each day, but he should be okay for Thursday's game. Also, Cavaliers guard Matthew Dellavedova spoke with the media Wednesday just a few hours after he was hospitalized with dehydration.
Right now, it's just, you know, getting as much fluids in as you can and just trying to eat a lot.
Dellavedova cramped up after Tuesday's 96-91 victory over Golden State and was hospitalized after receiving IV treatment at Quicken Loans Arena. He said not to worry, though.
Just cramped up a little bit. You know, they thought best form of recovery would be just go to the hospital for a little bit, get an IV. You know, feeling pretty good. The medical staff here, they do a great job. Feeling good.
Dellavedova said he's ready to play in Game 4 of the NBA Finals on Thursday. In Texas baseball, things did not look good. The Texas Rangers fell to the Oakland A's, who took a 5-4 walk-off victory. Oakland rallied from a 4-2 hole with two runs in a sloppy eighth and won it on a fielder's choice in the ninth. The Rangers, though, made costly mistakes beginning as early as the first moments of the game. The third and final game of the series with the A's is today at 2:35. You can hear all the action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And then in Chicago for the Houston Astros, things didn't look good at U.S. Cellular Field.
That ball hit deep. Stretch. He looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Third homer for Gio and the Sox lead it 2-1.
That audio courtesy of MLB.com. Giovanni Soto clubbed a go-ahead solo home run to left field for a 2-1 White Sox lead in the 7th inning, and it didn't improve from there for the Stros, who ultimately fell to the Sox 4-1. The Astros look to start fresh tomorrow night in Houston against the Seattle Mariners. You can catch the first pitch there at 7:10. Well, things aren't all going bad for the Houston Astros. They're bringing another Biggio on board and another Rocket. Notre Dame outfielder Connor Biggio, who is the son of Hall of Famer Craig Biggio, was selected by the Astros in the 34th round of the Major League Baseball draft on Wednesday. One round later, the Astros took Texas high school's shortstop Cody Clemens, who is the youngest son of seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens. That's the Rocket right there. In fact, it was quite a family-friendly draft for the Astros Monday night, who also took Kyle Tucker, the brother of current outfielder Preston Tucker and son of former All-Star Mike Cameron outfielder Daz Cameron. Over in the NHL, Corey Crawford turned back 24 shots, and Brandon Saad scored the game winner early in the third period as the Chicago Blackhawks beat Tampa Bay 2-1 to even the Stanley Cup Finals at two games apiece. Saad said he got lucky.
It's really pretty lucky. I just saw space going to the net and try to drive and create some chaos. The goalie made a good play with poking the puck and bouncing around to my feet. Finally, I found it to my stick and just try to get some wood on it and get it to the net, and it's found a way in through his legs.
Crawford helped the Blackhawks kill off four power plays and blank the Lightning after Alex Killorn tied the game midway through the second period. Jonathan Toews also scored for the Hawks, who travel to Tampa Bay for Game 5 on Saturday. In the World Cup, Bobby Wood scored a late goal for the second time in 6 days to lead the U.S. men's soccer team to a 2-1 triumph over World Cup champion Germany. Wood entered in the 74th minute and fired a 23-yard blast that found the net in the 87th minute. He also scored in the 90th minute to lead the U.S. past the Netherlands in Amsterdam on Friday. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistance caregivers specialized in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking a little time. He'll be back with us on Monday. Quick look at your forecast. See sunny skies in 93 today. Cloudy and dark tonight, down to 74. 30% chance of rain for us tomorrow and 90 for the high. It is 73, 94% humidity, and it is almost 8 o'clock on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 WTAW, College Station, Bryan, Buffalo.